What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me. My goodness, did Obama actually call out Joe Biden? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
So think about this. I want to talk about, you know, something what Obama just said. Obama, he goes on CNN and he actually says something that was really, really like exposes everything that Joe Biden has been doing here recently and what's been happening. But before I get to that, I want to share some other stuff with you. I want to share. OK, put it like this. When you're driving around and it's, you know, and people are wanting to support other people, et cetera, et cetera. And you see signs, you know, political signs or political signs popping up everywhere, right? During election season, midterm, presidential, whatever, what have you, right? And showing up. Do you, as a conservative, Christian, Republican, or even independent, do you go get those signs and you pick them up and, you know, trash them, throw them away? Or do you believe that they have freedoms? Do you believe they have the freedom to have the sign in their yard, put the sign up on their vehicle? Do you believe they have the freedoms? I do. I may not like that they have, you know, like, for example, I'm riding around here in Texas and I still see a lot of people with these fake Mexican Robert Beto Francis O'Rourke stickers. And it says Beto. Right. And I don't ever think about doing anything violent to their vehicles. I don't think, well, I need to go do something to them. I don't think that. My neighbors. I went outside one day and my neighbors had a BLM sign in their yard and they're white. I'm like, are you kidding me? They're white. So they're telling me that my life matters, right? But I didn't go over there as much as I felt disrespected and how much I didn't like the sign. I didn't go to the yard and kick it over, or pick it up and throw it away or whatever. It's their freedom to do it. The reason why I'm bringing that up is because the left, they think the opposite. If they see that you have a Trump sticker, you're subject to get your vehicle vandalized. They'll key your vehicle. They'll slash your tires. I remember I was in California and I first just started out, you know, talking about, you know, the politics and stuff. I've kind of been doing it for maybe 6 months, but people started recognizing me. And I was asked to come speak at an event that they're having in Sacramento. And it's like the first time I was like, yeah, you know, I was pretty excited to do it. And it was my first one. Well, a whole bunch of Trump supporters showed up. And this was like around the end of 2017, beginning of 2018, for what I remember. And a lot of people showed up. And while we're out there, somebody slash some tires. They slash a whole bunch of people's tires. So people can just drive away after the event. Not only did they get their tires slashed, but people that lived in the neighborhood, because we were at a park, people that just lived there, they have nothing to do with it. They got their tires slashed as well. Because I guess at the time, they wanted to make sure that they got everybody. And they didn't say, well, you just happen to be, it's just too bad for you. This story that I want to share with you right here, this is a, is he, what is he? He's a senator.
Yeah, he's a state senator.
He's a state senator. This is a split screen for me.
Rhode Island, I'm sorry. State senator for Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. This is a state senator for Rhode Island. He saw a Trump sticker on this gentleman's vehicle.
No, it said Biden sucks.
Oh, well, okay. Okay. Biden sucks. Even better. So he got upset because it said Biden sucks. And what did he do? The state senator, he keyed this gentleman's vehicle. Listen.
Well, I heard a loud scratching noise, and as I turned the corner, there he was with keys in his hand facing the vehicle.
He was blocking my way, saying I scratched his car. I didn't scratch his car. I'm a state senator. I think he recognized me. I think he's one of the gun nuts.
I don't even know any of the senators, to be honest.
Why would you key his car?
That's why.
Wait a minute. Let me stop it again. Did y'all hear that one part right there? He says, I think he's a gun nut. What does that even mean? So does it justify you destroying someone else's property because you think that he's a gun nut? What? This is how they think. They think because you don't agree with them, they can vandalize your stuff and they can get away with it. This is the guy right here. He keyed the other person's vehicle because he had a bumper sticker. Basically, it's still a Trump sticker regardless because it said Biden sucks. Right? That's not okay. But see, in their mind, they believe they can do criminal activity and it's completely fine.
I'm a state senator. I think he recognized me. I think he's one of the gun nuts.
I don't even know any of the senators, to be honest.
Why would you key his car?
That's why.
See, now he goes to his home. Why did you key his car? And dude is lying. The cop is going to say, look, we got the video. We got the video of you keying his car. And you're literally lying.
He was threatening me
video.
Already.
There's okay. a video.
Okay. He was threatening already.
And he said, there's a video. And he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, there's actually a longer version.
Yeah.
The senator went on and on about mm-hmm. how he's like, I didn't do it. And now they went to his house and like, well, actually you did do it. We have it on video. She's like, okay.
Yeah. So we have the video.
But see, that's the integrity of the Democrats completely right there.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Completely. Even when they get caught, deny it. There's video of him keying the other vehicle. Deny it. Not me. Just denying it. It's wild. Sometimes McCarthy, I talked about it yesterday. Sometimes McCarthy said that President Trump is not strong enough candidate to beat Biden. Y'all heard that, right? So after the backlash from all of that, from getting all the heat from all of that, sometimes McCarthy put out an apology. And I don't even think it's a sincere apology. He's only doing it because the base is like, what are you doing? We're all supporting President Trump. The rhinos don't like it. The Democrats don't like it, especially after all of the fraudulent stuff that they've done to him.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
We're still supporting President Trump, and they can't wrap their mind around it. They don't understand how is it. They've done so much dirt against President Trump, and they're like, why are they still supporting him? Any other time we do this to a Republican, they would stop supporting him. Or the Republican would tuck his tail between his legs and say, okay, for the good of the party, I'm going to step down. And President Trump says, no, I didn't do any of this. Why do I need to step down? They are messing with the wrong man is what it comes down to. But Kevin McCarthy got caught. And now he's actually trying to say that I think if Breitbart broke the news about him saying it, but he's actually saying that they were lying about what he was saying. Or they took it out of content. They didn't actually understand what I was saying. No, we understood what you were saying. You said President Trump's name was not strong enough. You said President Trump not strong enough to beat Joe Biden. That's what Kevin McCarthy said. And now he's having to eat it. And even the Communist News Network is even talking about Kevin McCarthy. But listen to this.
Yeah, a day of cleanup yesterday for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He held a call the former president yesterday to apologize, according to new reporting from our colleagues Melanie Zanona and Kristen Holmes, where he both apologized, he told the former president that he misspoke, and of course, he blamed reporters for taking the comments out of context, according to McCarthy. But that wasn't where it ended, Sarah. He also had an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, a right-leaning news agency, to try to talk more about why he believed Donald Trump was the strongest candidate to beat Joe Biden. Later, his campaign sent out a fundraising email saying that Donald Trump was stronger than ever. This just goes to show you.
Now listen to this. McCarthy should have been saying that in the first place. And the only reason why the Communist News Network is talking about it is because they liked his first statement. They liked the first statement because they want that statement to run throughout the Republican Party and for all the Republicans to not support President Trump. President Trump is the man. He's going to be our candidate. He is going to be on the ticket. They're trying to do everything they can to prevent President Trump from being on the ticket. But my vote is for President Trump. And a lot of people don't like that. I'm voting Trump. And I'm going to say it again. I'm voting Trump. I'm not voting for Biden, most definitely. Never have, never will. I'm not voting for DeSantis in the general election. I'm not voting for anybody else other than President Trump. So listen to what she says, because like I mentioned, they were happy with McCarthy in his first statement. Now that McCarthy is changing, he's backsliding, right? He's flip-flopping again. He's flip-flopping. Listen to what they say, because now he's like, oh my goodness, McCarthy's saying it's because of the right flank. I think that's what she calls it, instead of saying the right base, right?
That Kevin McCarthy knows that his right flank is so important for him to hold on to his speakership. He can.
The right flank. I've never heard of it referred to that way. Have you, Shannon?
No, never.
I've never heard of them refer to the base on the right flank.
Yeah, I haven't looked up flank. What does that even mean? Because I was like, does that mean something? But it just means like the right side of a cow.
Right, the right flank.
It's like, okay. Right?
I I've never heard of it that way, but I guess maybe she didn't know exactly how to say it.
I mean, to be honest, she's just really trying to insult him in a nice way, I guess, because that's what she's like, oh, he's right.
Well, no, you know, I think what she was probably trying to say is that maybe he's just trying to energize his right base, or trying to not energize. That's not the right word. He's just trying to, appease the right base.
And that could be, you know, McCarthy actually called Trump and apologized for saying what he said.
He verbally called them. Physically picked up the phone.
But you know what?
Mr. President, I'm sorry. Mr. President, I'm sorry. I made a stupid mistake.
Yeah, I want to stay Speaker of the House.
I went out there. I want to stay Speaker of the House. You know what? Wait a minute. I'm just sitting there thinking. I didn't know that he actually called him.
Yeah.
So Kevin McCarthy actually picked up the phone and called President Trump and apologized to him.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. So, you know, I should have been looking at MSSTD, because I'm willing to bet them, say, see, Trump controls the Republican Party. He does. Well, thank you. It is still his party. And for Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, to pick up the phone, Mr. President, I'm so sorry. I want to stay Speaker. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Please forgive me. Please forgive me, Mr. President, President Trump. That says a lot. That says a lot. I can only imagine how the left is feeling about that. Oh, my goodness. Because it proves that President Trump still controls the Republican Party. You know, that probably has Mitch McConnell's butt chapped right now. I mean, my goodness, he's probably irritated, angry that McCarthy called him and apologized for saying that. Mitch McConnell. But anyways, listen to the rest of this.
Trump was stronger than ever. This just goes to show you that Kevin McCarthy knows that his right flank is so important for him to hold on to his speakership. He cannot anger people in his conference who are getting behind the former president, who are fervently behind him at all times, no matter what that means in terms of defending Donald Trump. And that is why Kevin McCarthy went out of his way yesterday to go ahead and apologize to the former president, and then in subsequent interviews make it clear that he does believe Donald Trump could be a strong contender to beat Joe Biden in the 2024 presidential
election. And see, they don't like that at all. They don't like that part at all. I mean, my goodness, he's going to be a strong contender, right? Really? 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 Does Joe have anything on? I mean, I can't wait till the next debate when President Trump, it's going to be like deja vu, right? It's going to be like deja vu. But in this case, Joe Biden's not going to probably know where he is. And it probably won't even be Joe. I'm just saying, there's rumor has it that Joe might not even be there. You know, he'd probably just go back to the basement. Maybe he'll be the first one to do a, you know, maybe they'll get an AI-generated Joe to do the debate for him. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying. Right? They've been like, this is the new age, the new technology, the new way of things to do. Right? Could I be wrong? Could it be possible? He stayed in the basement. Everybody was fine with that. Well, not everybody, of course. You and I, we weren't fine with it, but they were fine with it. So if they could go like, nope, this is your only option. Look what they did with Fetterman. I mean, really? That's like the next stage is just get AI to do the debate for them. And the AI will be quick. I mean, snappy. It's probably coming to that. Sadly. Well, Joe Biden was asked by some reporters about how Hunter Biden was making these phone calls and these requests for money. And when Joe Biden was there, the reporters are asking Joe Biden, were you there? Hunter Biden said you were there. Can you confirm it? Can you confirm what your son said that you were there? Look at this video here with the reporters. And I'm like, you know what? Are the reporters actually starting to do their jobs? And I played a video last night and it was really good about how they were drilling Karine Jean-Pierre, right? They were drilling her. Listen to this.
President Biden, how involved were you in your son's Chinese shakedown text message? Were you sitting there? Were you involved?
Were you involved? No.
He's getting frustrated. No, I wasn't there. So let me ask you this question. And I asked it earlier when I did my LFA broadcast. Does Hunter have a different daddy? Does he have a different daddy? So who was Hunter Biden talking about? I'm here with my father. Where's our money? I need some more. I need some more. I mean, I'm assuming that's why he was calling and asking for the money, right? Because he was real. According to the WhatsApp and the information that's come out, he was very forceful. My father is right here with me right now. Where's my money? Where's my money? And we showed part of the documents, you know, the part they redacted it yesterday, where they were showing that they got paid. They were paid $100,000 the very next day. How does that happen? The very next day. Well, listen to this. This is about the whistleblowers. And we're getting ready to get to the part where Obama says something about Joe Biden. And it's almost like Obama's throwing Joe Biden under the bus, or he just let the cat out the bag. But before we get to that, listen to this. This is about the whistleblower. With all this information with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, of course, we can't talk about this. We need to talk about President Trump's audio tape. That's more important. Trump's audio tape. You know, and it's really interesting how they leak all that information out right when all this come out with the audio tapes of Joe Biden. Isn't it convenient? It's just all of a sudden they leak this out. But listen to this, people.
If this was any other person, they likely would have already served their sentence.
Gary Shapley was a lead IRS supervisory agent in Operation Sportsman, the investigation into Hunter Biden. Shapley said he uncovered conduct that warranted more serious charges.
There were personal expenses that were taken as business expenses. Prostitutes, sex club memberships.
Now, look at the expression on his face. Now, because think about it. Hunter Biden just got a sweetheart deal. Then the SARS reports, and I talked about this months ago. Remember, Shannon, we had the discussion about the SARS reports where it actually showed that Hunter Biden was paying for prostitution. So everything he's saying is true.
Yeah, there was, right? The SARS report said that they were right? The bank accounts were linked to trafficking, you know, and prostitution. Yeah. And multiple of other things.
And it was really interesting is the expression on his face, like, he's never even heard that. Or it's two things happening here with the expression on his face, that it's either he didn't know And I'm like, what? Is that possible? Or he actually just said that on here on CBS? It's one of those. I'm willing to go along with that. He's like, oh my goodness, he just said that on CBS about his prostitution. Really?
Charges. There were personal expenses that were taken as business expenses. Prostitutes, sex club memberships, hotel rooms for purported drug dealers.
How much did Hunter Biden owe in taxes?
So from 2014 to 2019, it was $2.2 million.
The back taxes were paid off. And last week, the Trump-appointed U.S. Attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, reached an agreement with Hunter Biden. The president's son would admit to a firearm charge and plead guilty for his failure to pay taxes. If a judge signs off, the deal means no jail time.
Testimony we have just released details a lack of U.S. attorney independence.
And Shapley told lawmakers that U.S. Attorney Weiss was blocked from bringing stronger charges. But U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said last week that Weiss was not.
I'd say he was given complete authority to make all decisions on his own.
Really? Really? I mean, let me go back to this dude here just a little bit here. This dude. You know, one of the things that's really kind of irritating me is that just the other day, McCarthy said they're probably going to impeach him on July the 6th. What is it? Why July the 6th?
Well, they're going to, yeah, start proceedings. No,
I'm so irritated. I'm still irritated with that. I don't want them to start doing anything on July the 6th. I want them to be completing it on July the 6th. I want it to be completed before then. There's so much proof of the corruption. How is it that Will Johnson sees all the corruption? He's walking around like a free jailbird. And if you and I are watching right now, if we did a fraction of the corruption that they're doing, they will lock us away forever. But they get to do this like, you know, this is just the way it is. We get to do criminal activity. I talk about it all the time. If you have a D next to your name, you can be a demonic demon and do all these evil things. 100%.
I documented exactly what happened, and it doesn't seem to match what the Attorney General or the U.S. Attorney are saying today.
Shapley provided lawmakers this contemporaneous email he wrote after an October meeting last year. Shapley says Weiss told him the opposite, that Weiss is not the deciding person on whether charges are filed.
It was just shocking to me.
Shapley, who is still working for the IRS, told us that even before President Biden took office, he was directed to avoid leads involving Hunter's father.
There were certain investigative steps we weren't allowed to take that could have led us to President Biden.
And you wanted to take him.
And you wanted to take him. Look at this. This is on CBS. And you want to take him to go after Biden? You wanted to take him? If the evidence leads you in a direction, it's your duty to go in that direction. Why would, if you're looking at tax evasion, if you're looking at someone committing a crime, for example, you know, someone stole someone's cat, your neighbor's cat, someone stole your neighbor's cat. Why would you go to McDonald's to see if they have the cat? You understand what I'm telling you? Why would you do that? Of course, you're going to go follow the trail. Well, someone just had a cat box and they were walking around with it that didn't have a cat before. Don't you think it would be better to go that route? But no. Let's go down to the restaurant and see if they have it down there. This is crazy. And he's like on here on CBS, like, and you're going after him and you went after him. You want to go after him? Really? You're supposed to.
Investigative steps we weren't allowed to take that could have led us to President Biden.
And you wanted to take them.
We needed to take them.
And you weren't allowed to take them.
That's correct.
It is important to point out that at that point in Shapley's investigation, Donald Trump was still president, and his attorney general, William Barr, had rules in place that may have limited what Shapley could pursue.
Now, you hear this? You hear this? You hear this? They want to make sure they bring that point up. Oh, this was happening when President Trump was in office. So it wasn't Joe Biden and Garland preventing him. That's the angle that he's getting at. That's the angle that he's getting at. But they just talked about Garland, but they leave off with that little key point. Get him off the screen. They leave off with that little key point, trying to get everyone to believe that, oh, it was Barr. Now, Barr was corrupt. Barr's a straight up rhino. Straight up rhino. He didn't do his job. Barr is no different than the report that just came out by Durham. No difference. He was just sitting there occupying the chair, trying to make it look like he was doing something. That's all that he was doing. Now, let's get to the part where everyone is like wondering, what is this that Obama said about Joe Biden? This was on Jesse Waters. And, you know, and be honest with y'all, Jesse Waters is like the only one that I really like listening to on Fox News. And
I like Faulkner Report in the morning.
Yeah, there's a few, but Jesse Waters is like the only reason why I even look at any clips or anything on. If I go to, for example, onto the YouTube Fox News channel, if I don't see Jesse Waters, I don't even really look at it. I'm just to be honest with y'all. I mean, because this is part of my job. This is what I do: research, looking at different things, and I look at Jesse Waters because he'll hit it. But anyways, beside all that. He plays this audio clip or video clip, rather, where Obama is actually talking. He has to be talking about Joe Biden. You know, I put a question mark in there because who else is he talking about? Let me remind y'all of something. When President Trump was in office, let's go full screen one more time back to me. When President Trump was in office, back to me. Yeah. When President Trump was in office, they kept calling him a dictator. Do y'all remember that? I would go out to these events and they would constantly call President Trump a dictator. And not a single time did President Trump ever put his political opponents in jail. Never a single time. Now, Barr and the rest of them, they were supposed to investigate to see if actual crimes were taking place. Like, you know, that little thing like going to the FISA courts with fraudulent information, with the whole fake dossier.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
You know, I mean, you might want to look into that, because if they actually went to the FISA court and did that, I mean, that they actually weaponized the FISA court against American citizen. But he did. And President Trump apparently didn't press. He didn't press hard enough, my opinion. But he didn't lock up anybody that was running against him, political office. But now, welcome to the banana republic. We're supposed to be a constitutional republic. First time in history, they actually lock up, right? They arrest, not lock up, I guess for a couple minutes, right? They arrest their political rival, President Trump. They locked him. They arrested him because they are fearful of him. They're terrified of him. So let's go back to this clip. Listen to what Obama is saying here. Because again, President Trump never arrested any of his political rivals. So who could Obama be talking about?
Now, if you don't watch CNN, you don't know that Biden's using the Justice Department to take out his political opponent. Obama can tell you right to your face what Biden did. Blame it on Trump, and you'll believe it.
You cannot view the Justice Department as your personal law firm.
Let me stop it there. You hear what he just said? Because I want y'all to pay attention. I'm going to go back and I'm just going to play it through the next time. But listen, he says you cannot use the Justice Department as your personal attorney, your personal lawyers. You can't do that. President Trump didn't do it. So who is Obama talking about? Seriously, leave me the comment. Who do you think Obama is talking about? Is he talking about President Trump or is he talking about Joe Biden? Listen carefully. Who's he talking about?
You cannot view the Justice Department as your personal law firm. You cannot ignore norms and guardrails that have been put in place to assure that your self-interest isn't what drives these institutions.
Did Obama just make the case to impeach Biden?
I mean, right? No, go back to it. I mean, seriously, did he just make the case? Because he's using the DOJ. He's using the FBI. They have been weaponized against the American people. Everything Obama just said, Biden is doing that. He's doing that very thing. So
Obama did too.
Yeah, he sure did. Obama did too. He used the IRS. He weaponized the IRS when he was in office against Republican conservative groups. Same thing. So who was he talking about? Because President Trump never did. He never locked up his political rivals, his political opponents. Not a single one of them got arrested. Hillary Rotten Clinton is still walking around free. Knowing good and well, she did the whole fake dossier. Her and the whole team, she had a whole team going to the FISA courts. Let me, you can change it now. Just imagine this, everybody. Imagine you, let's say you and I, and this is hypothetically speaking, okay? We're just going to role play for just a second here. You and I, we make up a, let's just make up something. I don't care what it is. You know, we're just pretending here, right? And Joe Biden did X, Y, Z. How about tomorrow, you and I, we go down to the FISA court. Let's say that it was
China.
How about we say that instead of
Russia, Russia, Russia?
We'll say it was
China
with Joe Biden. And we'll go down to the FISA courts and we'll get them to go start the whole process. Knowing good and well, I don't have no evidence. Well, there's enough evidence out there now. I mean, oh, let's just pretend there was no evidence. Okay. But let's just say we go down to the FISA courts without any, when we know it's a lie, we know it's false, but we go to the FISA courts and they still proceed with it. And then when they find out that it was a lie, what was it? Was it Carter Page? Who was it that they were? The FBI was trying to pay them $1 million to still run with the story when they knew it was fake, knew it was false. People, this is so bad. It is absolutely terrible that this is actually even happening. And you look at this stuff and it's like, is it actually real? Is it really, really happening? Is it really happening? But it is. But it is. But it is. And they're so terrified of President Trump. And like I said, I can't wait to see President Trump get on a debate stage again with Joe Biden. It's going to be like deja vu. But this time, President Trump, let's just say President Trump, you know, they're talking and then the question come up about Putin.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
At war with who? At war with Iraq, right? And that's what we're supposed to believe, right? And so now Putin's at war with Iraq. I'm not sure what happened to Ukraine, but apparently Putin is at war with Iraq. Oh, you don't believe me? Come on. Put this video up on the screen for me. Split screen this. You don't believe me? Listen to what Joe Biden says. He says Putin is at war with Iraq. I had no idea. When did the war between Russia and Iraq start? Can y'all let me know in the comments?
It's hard to tell, but he's clearly losing the war in Iraq. He's losing the war at home. And he is becoming a bit of a briar around the world. And it's not just NATO. It's not just the European Union. It's Japan. It's 40 nations.
I mean, so my question is, you know, I don't know if the reporters after that asked the question, say, wait a minute, when did Putin go to war with Iraq? And I'm wondering, is Putin watching this? Is Putin go, hey, give me a Russian name. Give me a Russian name.
I don't know.
You don't have a Russian name?
Putin.
Putin, yeah, okay, that's a good one. I'm just trying to make, like, if you're Putin and you say, Bernstein. I don't know. Bernstein, we're at war with Iraq. How come no one tells me these things? Right? No one told him. I mean, I didn't know. When did they go to war with Iraq? This is news. This is like breaking news. It's almost like for me the first time this past weekend, I heard President Trump was saying that
China
has set up military bases in Cuba. I didn't even know this. My producer, she said, oh, yeah, that happened like, what, a couple weeks ago? You heard about it?
Yeah, it broke. Yeah,
it broke a couple weeks ago. It's like not all over the news.
But you know what? There's so much news all the time. I know. There's so much news. You can't even keep up with
it. Exactly.
Right?
They have military bases in Cuba.
Yeah. China. And what did Trump say about those bases when he becomes president?
They got 48 hours. They got 48. You got 48 hours to get out.
To vacate.
So you know, you know what I can say right now?
China.
Is they're going to do everything they can to help Joe Biden.
China.
Not allow President Trump to return.
China. Oh, well, they're going to do that anyway.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do that. Of course they're going to do that because that's what they do. That's their MO. That's what they're supposed to do. Well, when I was in D.C., I had the opportunity to ask Senator Howey a question. I had to had the opportunity to ask him a question. And Holly. I asked him, Senator Holly. Yeah, sorry. Senator Holly, I had the opportunity to ask him this question about them going after President Trump and about us being a banana republic. And for everyone that helped me go there, support me, thank you so much. Listen to this interaction that I had with Senator Holly. And I took a picture right there so y'all know exactly who I'm talking about.
That's a good picture.
It's a good picture. Yeah. He was happy to do it. You know what? When I started talking to him, he was happy to talk to me because all of the dinosaur government state media, you know what they're talking to him about? Abortion. They only want to talk to him about abortion because that's what they're going to run on. Death. Like if you don't allow us to kill, you're taking our rights away. I mean, when did killing become a right? But listen to this. It's very good because I asked him about us being a banana republic and them arresting President Trump. You know, the first president or the first time in American history that they've ever done this.
What does our country look like if we're turning into a banana republic when they arrest President Trump, first time in American history? Where do we stand? We're talking about rights. We're going to lose all of our rights if that's the case.
Correct? Well, my concern is that we clearly have two different standards of justice where we've got the sitting president going after his political rival while he had, the sitting president, thousands of pages of classified documents in his home that he had no right to have. There's nothing being done about that. His son just got a sweetheart deal that we're now told by a whistleblower was interfered with. The prosecutor for Hunter was interfered with multiple times by DOJ. That's what the new whistleblower says. So it looks like to me all politics. Yeah, is that a danger of the rule of law? Yes, it is. It absolutely is. It's two standards of justice.
So why did the FBI refuse to give over documents to Congress when they're requesting it?
Oh, because they don't want us to see what's in them.
I mean, could we say it's safe to say that the FBI is complicit? Are they involved?
Well, certainly looks to me like it looks to me like they're stonewalling along with the rest of the Biden administration. I had this conversation recently with the deputy director of the FBI, and I just said, why can't we see the source document on these Burisma bribery allegations, the 1023? I mean the public.
We the
like, it's not classified. Let's see it. Oh, no, well, we have to protect the source, which, by the way, tells you they think the source is credible. Because they say we have to protect the source. Oh, so the source is a credible source. Let's see the document. I mean, let's have it. If this were Trump, it had been out there a long time ago. New York Times would publish it. You guys would all have it.
Exactly. The New York Times would have had it all out there already. Everybody would have it. Oh, look. Here it is. Here's the doc. What other docs you want to see? Oh, we got it for you. If it's the other way around, 100% correct. New York Times would already have it. CNN would have it. Just like they got the leaked audio, they would have it. Isn't it interesting CNN have the leaked audio, right? They have the audio. They were one first ones to put it out there, right? To what I'm understanding. Just like CNN showed up at Roger Stone's home. How did they know about that? Government state media. That's how. Same thing they did in the 1930s, Germany. 1940s, Germany. State media. If y'all don't know what state media is, that's what CNN, MSDNC, even some of those on Fox News, right? And the liberal media, ABC, CBS, look up state media, 1940s Germany. That's exactly what we have today. Okay, Kamala Harris, right? There's a reason why I wanted to come over here. I'm talking about Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris. Her whole thing is about abortion. And let me ask y'all a question. Can men get pregnant and have babies? No. I'm going to answer it for you. No. So when a person is pregnant, is that a woman or is it a man? It is a woman. Pregnant women. Listen to how Kamala Harris refers to a pregnant woman. And she's supposedly a woman herself, right? More so than Michael Obama, but she's still a woman, right? Listen to this.
And also, in the thing that she's been doing and what doulas will advocate for is you as the pregnant person, as a pregnant woman.
The pregnant woman. Why don't you just start off with that in the first place? The pregnant woman. But she's doing that because they don't want to offend their trainee, the trans community.
The pregnant person as a pregnant woman.
What?
Create a team.
Mm-hmm.
And your team will include your doctor and your doula.
And your doula. What's a doula, Shannon? Is that like a handmaiden or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the person that helps you.
A doula. I mean,
a doula is like a religious thing, isn't
it? Yeah, I thought it was.
A midwife.
A midwife.
Yeah.
I guess a midwife. The midwife is a doula from a.
Because if not, people will send us emails.
Yeah, that's true.
The definition is correct. They did call this person a woman experienced in childbirth who provides advice, information, emotional support.
Okay, because I never, I don't ever engage in that. But anyways.
You don't engage in what? Childbirth?
Yeah, I've seen it, but I never experienced it. So I never had to look to get a doula.
Because you're not a woman.
Nope.
How dare you?
Well, listen to this, because this was on the 5. And, I like watching the 5 just because Jesse Waters again. But listen to what he says. And they're all talking about, this is about Kamala Harris again, because Kamala Harris, she's only running on abortion. She's completely dropped the southern border because she has nothing good to say. There's nothing good to report because it's a disaster.
Just think about all of the terrible things, though, that the media can make popular. Disco, Don Lemon, margarine. You remember they had people out there that used to chant, save the whales, save the whales. But now the windmills are murdering all the whales. And they're like, you know what? They had it coming. You don't understand what's going on. The media can market anything except Kamala Harris. And they have tried and tried and tried. Jessica, cigarettes kill people. And cigarettes are more popular than Kamala Harris. They tried to melon scoop this woman out of the ticket a couple months ago, and they couldn't pull it off.
Who tried to melon scoop her out?
We covered it on the show, Jessica.
Elizabeth Warren.
That is the greatest verb, melon scoop.
Well, it had to be delicate. And why did Biden run? He said he was going to be a bridge to the new generation. Well, that bridge has blown to smithereens because the woman fails under pressure, and now he's stuck with someone as about as popular as toxic waste. Would you fly an airplane if the pilot was old and rickety and the co-pilot couldn't land it? You'd not fly the plane, you'd drive. Nikki Haley hit it right on the head the other day when she said that we're not running against Joe Biden, we're running against Kamala Harris. Right. Mm-hmm. And that sent the White House into a panic mode. And so what they're trying to do is now every answer out of this woman's mouth is abortion. They'll ask her about infrastructure. It's abortion, abortion, abortion. That's all you're going to hear. But I'm waiting for one thing. I'm waiting for reporters to ask Kamala Harris about her boss extorting foreign nations for cash bribes.
Yeah, and probably never going to happen. Probably never going to happen. Because that's not on one of their things. Well, maybe again, it just might happen. Because just like last night when I played the video where they were drilling Karine Jean-Pierre. And I'm like, this is really good. This is really good. They're finally stepping up and they're finally drilling it in. They're finally doing something. They're finally asking the questions, right? Well, let me go to another one. And of course, my producer, she got most of these clips. She found most of these clips. She does an awesome job. But these clips got Jesse Waters in them. So I have no complaints about it. This one, he's talking about two parents. He has two parents on here. And they were targeted by the school board and by the FBI, apparently. And they were labeled as domestic terrorists because they started investigating the school and the money. When they started investigating the school and the money, come to find out the school was still pushing CRT. When they said, we're not pushing CRT. So they CRT, for those of you that don't know what CRT is, if you're white, CRT is teaching your child, if you have a child and your child is white in school, that your child is oppressing black children that's in the same school with them. So if the black kid comes to school and got on Jordans, got on Nikes or whatever it is, you know, $150 pair of shoes, and you don't, and your son has on some $60 tennis shoes, you're still oppressing the kid that has everything because he's black. That's what CRT is, 100%. But listen to this, because this was happened. This is still happening. They just kind of like changed the name of things and they changed their approach to it.
Over in Ohio, a private school is being accused of calling the FBI on two moms who were just asking questions about CRT. It started when another student was told on the very first day of school, their teacher wouldn't even talk to a student if they supported Trump. It made moms like Amy Gonzalez and Andrea Gross worry about what else was going on in the class. They formed a coalition, they did some digging, and discovered that lesson plans were laced with CRT. These moms started a campaign to tell everybody what was going on at the Columbus Academy. They even went on Fox to talk about it. So how'd the school respond? They allegedly dimed on them to the feds. According to the lawsuit filed by the moms, the headmaster sent a letter to the entire faculty, letting them know that they had called the FBI on Gonzalez and Gross, describing them as, quote, violent racists. Now, this is the exact same time that Merrick Garland was targeting parents as terrorists. And to make matters worse, the school expelled the kids at the end of the year. So now the moms are suing. So we reached out to the school, and a spokesman disputes what the moms are saying that the Columbus Academy did not call the FBI to investigate the two moms, but did reach out to the FBI after receiving indirect threats to the school following a podcast the moms went on. And the school also denies sending a letter to the faculty calling Gross and Gonzalez names. And regarding the lawsuit itself, they say this, quote, their claims have no legal merit. Their talking points are old and stale. Columbus Academy will weather this assault as it did the last one and continue to stand for independence and excellence in the education of young scholars. Both moms, Amy Gonzalez and Andrea Gross, join me now. Would you guys like to respond to that statement the school just put out?
Well, I think that, thank you, Jesse, for having us, but I think it's interesting that they say that they didn't write a letter. What they actually did was the headmaster and the head of the security sat down 1,000 faculty members on the floor and told them that they had alerted the FBI to Amy and I, and this is after having called the local police department and filed a police report against us. In that, when they were speaking to the teachers, the message was very clear to the teachers when they left that they were to be afraid of us and fearful. The headmaster also hired 24-hour personal security for herself during this time. During that entire time, Amy and I were going into campus every single day. I was coaching the girls' lacrosse team for the 6th and 7th graders. Amy was a lower school parent. I was a 10th grade parent. This was the entire school year. And so we know after looking into their financials, that those were all a diversion for us to not dig deeper into what the finances were. So there's nothing old about this. The new thing about this is the 990s that we hope everyone will look at. Those are public records. We had the opportunity to have an accountant take a look into those very carefully. And what we have found is some significant instances of violations of what we believed to be 501c3 tax.
Oh, so you're saying that this was a diversion because there's some financial shenanigans at the school that you guys might have been zeroing in on. Are you a domestic terrorist?
No, I am not. And we hope to catch the attention of your prior guest, Jim Jordan. I know they're doing some important committee work about weaponizing federal agencies against parents and citizens who just want to protect their children. We're hoping they will look into this and set this up as an example for parents around the country to stand up and speak out.
And you cannot weaponize the federal government against parents who are asking questions because they love their kids and they want to know what's happening in schools. And we also want to know what's happening to the money. We raise the money as parents. We are responsible for making sure that the people there are doing what they say they're doing with the money. My oldest daughter has a learning disability. And in the year that we were particularly looking into this, we were asking, why have you doubled your diversity department? But for your lower school students, you have not one single learning specialist. And that's hundreds of students, had nobody to help them. So we did exactly what Jim Jordan said. We followed the money.
And you know what? I'm willing to bet that if the money that they have and they spent it on, I'm willing to bet that they have rainbow flags throughout the school. I bet you they spent money on DEI. I'm willing to bet that they spend money on how to hide the perversion that they're pushing onto the children. I'm willing to bet they spend all that kind of money. I'm willing to bet, you can take it off the screen. I'm willing to bet that they spent money on how to, you know, convince the, you know, to tell the children, hey, Johnny, you can be Kimberly, but let's not tell your mommy or daddy. When you come to school, we'll just take off the big boy pants and put on big girl panties. Won't you like that? Don't you feel that way? And you know, these sick dopes that keep putting it in the minds of these kids. And I mean, they're like little sponges. I mean, they're saying that children at the age of 13 have every say-so in mutilating their bodies without their parents' consent. It's highly disturbing. You know what else is disturbing? The way they're targeting the church today. This perversion, all of this is just so demonic. It's 100% demonic what we're seeing take place. They're attacking the church. And I told people this years ago before it really started popping up the way, because I saw it coming. That's not that I was like, oh my goodness, I have a, you know, the foresight to see what's coming. And but I saw different things that they were doing. I said that they're going to try to change what it is to be a Christian. For those of y'all that ever been watching my videos, have y'all heard me say that? Can we put the Rumble chest up on the screen real quick? Yes or no? Have y'all heard me say that? I'm just kind of curious. If anyone's heard me say that before, I said they're going to try to change what it is to be a Christian. What Christianity means, right? Who Christianity is for? Let's put it up on the screen. Have y'all ever heard me say that? Some of y'all probably never heard it. You can say no if you have never heard me say that, that they're trying to change Christianity. And most of y'all been saying, Will, even though I didn't hear you say this, I saw it too. Yeah, of course. I'm willing to bet that you have seen it. Many people have seen it. Some people saying, yeah. And if you haven't heard me seen it, you probably see it too, right? This is not like, oh my goodness, Will is just giving insight that no one else has. You have it too. That's why you are connected with me, because we see the same craziness going on. It's just I have the mouthpiece, the microphone to do it. Right? Right? I'm looking, right? Right? Klaus says, yes, I remember you saying that. Yep. Mrs. Duffy says, yes, I heard you. How do you say that? Scotty Button? Bitten? Button? Not sure how you say that, but yes. Cindy says, yes. And everyone's saying yes. And I guess the people that have never heard me say it, no need to say no. You just say, I'm not going to say anything. Okay, but let me prove it to you. Let me prove it to you. And thank you so much for hitting the thumbs up on this video as well. Look at this. Look at this video here. This is them trying to change what Christianity is. Listen, I don't want to be right. I didn't want to be right. I don't want to be right.
I invite you to rise in body or spirit and let us confess our faith today in the words of the Sparkle Creed. I believe in the non-binary God.
Now, listen to this. Listen to what I'm assuming she. Listen to what she's saying. And it's going to sound like demonic demons in the background at the same time, repeating this demonic stuff that she's saying. Listen carefully. It's almost like the Exorcist. It kind of is. Listen.
Whose pronouns are plural. I believe in Jesus.
Now, listen to it. Let me take it back, because they're saying that God is non-binary and God's pronouns are plural. Is that what she's saying, Shannon?
Yeah, plural. I mean, where God's does she pronouns, even get that in the
God's
Bible?
God's pronouns are plural. I listen to it. I'm telling y'all, everybody. I didn't want to be writing this crazy stuff, but listen, it's demonic demons and God's pronouns are plural. Listen.
I believe in the non-binary God whose pronouns are plural. I believe in Jesus Christ, their child, who wore a fabulous tunic and had two dads and saw everyone as a sibling child of God. I believe in the rainbow spirit who shatters our image of one white light and refracts it into a rainbow of gorgeous diversity. I believe in the Church of Everyday Saints, as numerous, creative, and resilient as patches on the ace quilt, whose feet are grounded in mud, and whose eyes gaze at the stars in wonder. I believe in the calling to each of us that love is love is love. So, beloved, let us love. I believe, glorious God, help my unbelief. Amen.
That's a cult.
That's a straight up cult. Now I'm looking in here. One person said, and I don't blame. I don't blame. X Jungle says mute. And I don't even blame you. I don't even blame you. One person said, can we put the comments on the screen again? X Jungle mute again says, no unwanted spirits in my house. No thanks. Right. I get what you're saying. But we need to know that this is happening.
So evil.
We need to know this is happening. This is 100% demonic. It's evil what they're doing here. And for them, they're perverting what it is to be a Christian. I told people that this was coming. I told people that this was happening. And a lot of people are like, well, no, not in my lifetime. It'd be 60 years from now. And now when it come up and say, okay, well, it's happening now, but it won't get real, real, real bad until 60 years.
MBO says she has the sun god symbol on her sash.
Yeah, sure did. It's all Satanist.
Yeah, I was wondering the symbols about it's the all symbols Satanist. On the sash.
Satanic. 100% evil.
Ugh.
100% evil. And you know, so now y'all get it. And you know what? That video clip right there, that's going to be part of a documentary that I'm working on that I hope to have released here pretty soon. It's probably going to be a part of documentary, and the way I'm going to release it, I'm not going to release it directly everywhere. I'm going to make it to where it's going to be on my website available to you. And I'm going to make it free. I'm going to make it free available. It's a documentary that I'm working on. I've talked to some pastors already, but it's going to be freely available to everybody who wants to see it. And I know some people don't want to see it, but you know what? I truly believe God is calling me to do a documentary to bring awareness of what's happening in the world.
And the only thing we ask is that people share it. People need to be aware of what's happening. Because even some of the pastors, you did actually a video for the Faith and Freedom event in DC, and you did it for some pastors. It was
part of my documentary. I played it for some pastors, and all of them. It had
stuff like this.
Yeah, all of them were like, oh my goodness. Some of them were like, they didn't know, because a lot of people, they don't know that it's happening like this. They don't know. They don't know.
And some of them told you, which I think is a blessing. I know you would never come on here and brag about it, or not that it's bragging, but even they said, Will, you actually made me know that I have to step out and be bolder and start talking about what's happening in the world.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at pastors telling me this, and I'm just, wow. Just wow. Okay, we're at the end, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, mammothnation.com. Click the link in the description below. Check it out, mammothnation.com. Use promo code WILL. Get 30% discount. Get 30% discount on your membership. Y'all should really check it out. Okay, everybody, we're at the end. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.